In retrospect, we can now see that liquid assets predictions have been astonishingly accurate. The 89s turned out to be a truly excellent vintage, and the 90s were even better. How can it be that you'd have two vintages of the century in two consecutive years? It turns out that since 1986, there hasn't been a year with below-average growing season temperature. The weather in France has been balmy for more than two decades. A convenient truth for wine lovers is that it's been a great time to grow truly supple Bordeaux. The traditional experts are now paying a lot more attention to the weather. While many of them have never publicly acknowledged the power of Orly's predictions, their own predictions now correspond much more closely to his simple equation results. Orly still maintains his website, www.liquidasset.com, but he stopped producing the newsletter. He says, "Unlike the past, the tasters no longer make any horrendous mistakes. Frankly, I kind of killed myself. I don't have as much value added anymore." Ashenfelter's detractors see him as a heretic. He threatens to demystify the world of wine. He eschews flowery and nonsensical jargon, muscular, tight, or rakish, and instead gives you reasons for his predictions. The industry's intransigence is not just about aesthetics. The wine dealers and writers just don't want the public informed to the degree that Orly can provide, Kaiser notes. It started with the 86 vintage. Orly said it was a scam, a dreadful year suffering from a lot of rain and not high enough temperatures. But all the wine writers of the day were raving, insisting it was a great vintage. Orly was right. But it isn't always popular to be right. Both the wine dealers and writers have a vested interest in maintaining their informational monopoly on the quality of wine. The dealers use the perennially inflated initial rankings as a way to stabilize prices, and Wine Spectator and the Wine Advocate have millions of dollars at stake in remaining the dominant arbiters of quality. As Upton Sinclair, and now Al Gore, has said, "It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it." The same holds true for wine. The livelihood of a lot of people depends on wine drinkers believing this equation won't work, Orly says. They're annoyed because suddenly...